Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, which earlier today helped break some news that is pretty big news, at least around here, and it might be something you should be concerned with where you are if you are a liberty-oriented person or a occupier or a so-called sovereign citizen, which, of course, I personally have a big disagreement with that terminology, sovereign citizen. I think it's a contradiction in terms, but that aside, the issue I want to get into here in a moment, but again, Daryl's website, fpp.cc, it's great news and audio stuff there, so check that out. Also publishes some great books. But you broke something today thanks to the help of the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union,
yes.
NHCLU, Daryl. What was that?
So I saw an article yesterday posted by the Union Leader, which is one of the biggest newspapers in the state of New Hampshire. Apparently, the Concord police are requesting a Bearcat from the federal government.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much every other city in America has got one. Why shouldn't Concord get themselves a nice armored truck with some, ports for guns and like a big battering ram thing to drive into people's houses and stuff?
Yeah, they can also attach a gas injector.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of pierce through a door.
What the hell good is your battering ram if it doesn't shoot noxious gas out the end of it?
Yeah, so the injector can pierce into a home and like through a door or something like that and begin pumping
gas.
Well,
we need that for a flood. But apparently the Concord police were quoted as having written on their application that they needed the Bearcat because of, quote, sovereign citizens, free staters, and Occupy New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the NHCLU at about 9:15 this morning and spoke with Devin Chafee, who's the executive director, and she said that she just had finished scanning it in as a PDF, and she would be glad to send it to me.
Nice.
So she sent it to me. About an hour later is when I received it. It was quickly posted on my website as well as Free Keen. And Reason.com has actually linked over to my post, since I do have a copy of the PDF of the 27-page application. So as far as I know, I was the first website to post the PDF of the 27-page application for a Lenco Bearcat.
The Union Leader did break the story originally, I believe,
yes.
And you have posted this PDF. It is available at, was it news.fpp.cc or just FPP?
FPP.cc. It's sticky, so it's right up at the top. It'll be the first post you see.
And so, I'm going to put up a link to the Reason piece or Free Keen or wherever on our Facebook page, which kind of the Reason piece pieces some different things together all in one about this. But basically, the text here, the relevant text, is from Section B of the application, and it says here, the state of New Hampshire's experience with terrorism slants primarily towards the domestic type. We are fortunate that our state has not been victimized from a mass casualty event from an international terrorism strike. However, on the domestic front, the threat is real and here. Groups such as the Sovereign Citizens, Free Staters, and Occupy New Hampshire are active and present daily challenges. Really? There's daily challenges in the streets by the Free Staters and Occupy and so-called
chalk,
Sovereign Citizens?
People going out with chalk
and
writing messages.
There were people who refused to leave the park in Manchester after closing time at 11.
Mm, yeah, Occupy.
But that didn't happen every day. That happened once.
Those hippies from Occupy could have whipped out the Gats and started spraying, hosing down the law enforcers, the Leos, with their Gats and stuff. I mean, it's the stupidest thing in the world.
I saw the video.
They're going to get it, though. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, all they have to do is say sovereign citizens and some gang members and whatever. Everybody's going to. Yeah, every city in America has probably got one of these Bearcats, and Concord's last in the list.
Well, let me say that I've seen the Occupy arrests. I saw the video footage from that, and it didn't look like the police had any battle gear on. It looked like they were just in their normal uniforms coming out there. In fact, I've never seen the police get geared up with any kind of SWAT gear or anything like that to respond to liberty activists. So, I don't see the threat. I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me. But nonetheless, it's pretty interesting that the state agents here believe that free staters, who by and large, from everything I've seen, are a peaceful bunch, are a constant threat, a daily challenge to the state. And they don't come right out and say that we are domestic terrorists, but they pretty much, that's what they're saying here. I mean, like in the sentence right before the sentence about free staters, it talks about domestic terrorism and that, well, you know, it's a real threat. And then they go on to name specific groups like the free staters.
And Concord's police chief Duval attempted to sort of cover his tracks when he spoke with the union leader and said, well, we're not so much worried about organized groups, but fringe members that associate with themselves with those groups.
Mm. So why name the groups then exactly? It doesn't make sense.
Of course it doesn't make sense, but we're talking about government. When did government make sense?
It's horribly libelous, in my opinion, what has happened here, and it really points to the mentality of the state agents, that it's really an us versus them thing. They've defined certain groups of people that they consider to be troublesome, problematic, and that they need more toys and guns and weapons and things like that to deal with, as though they've ever had to do anything more than arrest a handful of liberty activists for, you know, not like when I got arrested, in front of a cop car or something.
When's the last time a liberty activist was arrested in Concord?
I can't recall it ever happening. I mean, there aren't that many activists that have moved to Concord.
Right, but there's still a lot of activism that goes on in Concord.
Hmm. Maybe they plan
They've
on...
They've just been waiting until they get a bulletproof truck.
Yeah, they're too afraid. They're afraid that we're going to just whip out a bunch of weapons.
Oh, so if they would have had the bulletproof truck on the 4th of July, then maybe they would have rolled up on the two dozen people that were at the rally.
Or maybe at the 420s would have happened at the Concord State House, where there have been close to 200 people. Yes. They could just roll that Bearcat right in there and start spraying.
I don't know if the Bearcat has that kind of setting, but maybe.
No. The gun ports.
Spraying bullets.
Spraying bullets. Sorry, I wasn't clear.
So, you know, what this is obviously about is the United States government is buying these bulletproof trucks for cities around America. And this isn't really about Concord being able to deal with terrorist threats. This is about putting down stuff in an application form so they can get their truck. It has to, you know, the spot has to be filled in so they can get the, you know, so the U.S. government can station a truck here and use it whenever it wants. What this is about is a country who's completely financially insolvent buying, stockpiling $300,000 bulletproof vans all over America for no good reason at all. That's what it's about. Yeah. It's about the most irresponsible spending that you could possibly imagine.
Well, remember...
So are you saying that it's a waste of money, Mark?
God, it's so stupid.
Remember, there's a city councilor in Keene that agrees with you.
Yeah, he was the only one who voted against
the
original...
The only one to vote against it.
The original vote. There were two votes in Keene. There was the initial vote where the city council voted in favor all but one. And then the city council re-voted on it later because of the dust-up, the controversy that happened in town here.
The motion to reconsider.
Yeah, where about 90% of the people in Keene were firmly against this. In fact, the polling done right now for the one in Concord is also showing that people are firmly against this. The people in Keene came out, both, you know, left and right, and everybody else came out against this thing. They came to the meeting, which was the most packed meeting I've ever seen at the Keene City Council chambers. Normally these things are dead, but this meeting was packed full of people, and the City Council had acquired a couple new people at that time few of them, three people, voted against it on the second turnaround, but none of the counselors who voted for it the first time turned and voted against it the second time.
Of course not.
None of them changed their minds despite being contacted by countless people in a variety of fashions. 855, 450 free. So you can expect the same thing to happen in Concord. People will complain, and the state will do what they want.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. We've got toll-free numbers 855-453, thanks to SACL CAI. Again, that toll-free number is 855-453. with you tonight. It's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We are talking about the situation here in New Hampshire, where yet another Bearcat has been applied for by the state people, this time Concord. Now, the stir-up, the dust-up controversy over the Bearcat happened about a year and a half ago here in Keene, and it made international headlines with the Huffington Post and other places picking up the story. I believe Radley Balco, who is also with the Huffington Post, did a piece amongst others. And it really was, you know, some interesting publicity. It was an interesting campaign to work on to oppose this thing. Of course, as you might imagine, the campaign to oppose the Bearcat was headed up primarily by Free State Project participants. There were some folks from Occupy New Hampshire involved.
There were also some locals that got involved.
Well, all of those people are locals. I mean, okay, right. The Occupier, some of those folks are locals, and there were a number of New Hampshire natives that were involved as well. In fact, there was a petition that was spearheaded by the son of the very same city councilor who was the only one who voted in opposition of this. And it was a great time because we really got the word out about police militarization. We hit the streets, got people to sign this petition saying, hey, you know, we don't want this. We don't see any reason that the police need to have a tank. And that's not my word. That's the word of the one of the, I think it was the mayor, wasn't it?
The mayor at the time.
Yeah, the mayor, who is still the mayor,
yes,
I believe.
In sort of a giddy voice. We're getting our own tank.
Yeah, and so he was caught on video by a Free State Project participant who was analyzing the city council meeting after the fact and heard him whispering this to the councilor who was next to him, and as Mark pointed out, in a very excited manner.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was really interesting news. We ended up... Oh, that is because that's not muted. It was really interesting news, and it, you know, garnered some attention, but ultimately all of the activism did not amount to changing the way the system decided to go on this, the way right. The city councilors ended up voting. They did vote in favor of this. Keene does now have its own Bearcat, and Keene is a small city of 25,000, Concord approximately 40,000. So I'm actually finding myself surprised that they don't already have one in Concord. So this is one of the things they're trying to do, this militaristic tank. I don't have it right in front of me, but the words attack truck are part of the Bearcat acronym. Yes. Ballistic something or other, attack truck response, etc. Anyway, these things are being stationed in various different cities by offering of a federal grant of about $250,000 to $300,000. And one of the aspects of this that is not really usually mentioned in the media is that the feds get their free reign of this. So there's strings attached. It's not just that the local boys get a, you know, nice new toy to play with. It's also that if the feds want to use that to do whatever militaristic police operations that they're looking to do, all they have to do is call in the favor.
Yeah.
They come into town, they say, well, we need the Bearcat, and it's all theirs. Yeah. So even if the cops don't hardly ever use the thing, it's there in case the feds need it for whatever nefarious purpose.
Well, and the local cops don't really use it. I had actually a couple of months ago requested the vehicle log on the local Bearcat.
Mm-hmm.
And it
you posted about that at Free Keene, right?
Yeah, it's been used mostly for going to training, going to get routine maintenance, and there were two false alarm suicide calls. And it also was on display for the safety vehicle day last year.
You know, with
that's it.
They might use it during floods and stuff. Well, we had a flood just 2 weeks. I guess it's been 4 weeks.
Your
ago.
Your driveway was washed out about a month ago. They didn't come pick you up and bring you in.
My driveway got washed out. No Bearcat.
That's a disappointment.
You know what I'm going to have to do because Concord's getting its Bearcat now. I'm going to have to start up my Bearcat buyback program.
What do you mean?
Well, I did a Bearcat buyback.
Well, there's now like 20 of them in New Hampshire.
That's. I guess I'm going to have to get out there and do my Bearcat buyback program. Clearly, these weapons can't be trusted in the hands of the government, so I'm going to go out there with my Walmart gift card, and anybody who brings me a Bearcat, I'm going to give them a gift card.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. I don't care. I don't care where you get it from. Just bring me a Bearcat. I'll give you a gift card.
So once again, the motions are happening where activists are gearing up to go to this meeting that I guess is happening in a couple weeks in August.
2 weeks from today, August 12th at 7 p.m.
Apparently, it's the same day as the Robin Hood trial. So if you really want to make a full day of activism, you could attend the Robin Hood trial in Keene and then go to Concord for the Bearcat hearing. Which, you know, hopefully there will be as many people or more turning out for this Concord hearing because, you know, it's a little easier to get to Concord if you live in a place like Manchester. So I understand a lot of Manchester folks are going to be heading up there for this.
And it's at night, so they can't use the excuse of we have to work.
Right. So you know, hopefully a bunch of people will come out. They'll speak against this thing. But I wouldn't get my hopes up too much that they're going to actually reject it, that the city council is going to actually
say no. This is a free truck for them. It's a free
bulletproof
truck. I can't imagine too many municipalities around America turning down a free bulletproof truck. I mean, they're not paying for it out of their budget
was
line.
One city in California, I believe, that turned down.
Santa Cruz? Berkeley?
It was Berkeley.
Okay.
Yeah, and that happened after the Keene situation.
Yes. Well, God bless them, but I'm just taking a guess here.
It was so, it was, the people that make the Bearcat, Lenko, were so concerned about what was happening in Keene with this essentially large pushback from the population, that they actually sent their head salesman, Jim Massery, out to basically rescue the sale. I mean, they brought in their top salesman, the head of sales for Lenko. He traveled, and that's like 2 hours from their factory because they're located in Massachusetts, but he traveled up here.
Right, you can't own a freaking gun in Massachusetts, but they'll build your police department an armored truck with gun ports in it.
Yes. He came up here
and a gas-filled battering ram.
Yep, he went to the city council meeting where he spoke, obviously in favor of them taking the Bearcat, and of course it was him and a couple of police officers or rather retired cops that got up and spoke in favor of the Bearcat. And not even all the active duty police agree with having the Bearcat on, from what I understand. Obviously, can't name names on that. But it never, you know, it never really panned out into any success. I think if there was a success, it was that the liberty activists managed to really make a positive splash, because there have been some activism here that has been a little controversial. A lot of people would take firm's sides and positions on some of the things that liberty activists have done specifically here in Keene over the years. And I felt like the Bearcat was the first real overwhelmingly positive response you could get from people from both sides of the political aisle, as well as those who are apolitical. And like, everybody hated the Bearcat. The only people who want the Bearcat are police, government officials, former police, and family members of those people. I mean, that's pretty much it. Oh, and there's like some crazy guy downtown who wears a Lenko Bearcat cap. But besides that,
The salesman gave it to him. That's a
good question.
That's nice.
Probably
gave him a hat, bought his vote.
And apparently, the Lenko representative came up on his own dime. The city did not pay for that.
Oh, well, Lenko paid for
Lenko
it.
Lenko paid for it. They're not
going to
lose the sale, man.
There was a 91A submitted to find out if the city actually paid any money in acquiring the Bearcat.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So I hope that the Concord thing pans out differently, but I'm not going to get my hopes up too much on that.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts. Bring us anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got listening options for you, listening options including live streams, which we have three different sizes. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They are streaming around the clock, so at any time you can tune in to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got radio stations, over 115 of them from coast to coast, AM and FM, all over the place that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as Free to Air, which is available to you across North and Central America at zero cost per month. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get more details on that. There is our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Bearcat. Going to go to your phone calls here at 855-450-FREE. But I'd just like to remind you that please take note, if you are a liberty-oriented activist, you've been hearing us talk about the Free State Project a lot on this program. It's because we're all three of us tonight, Free State Project participants, all having moved, just by coincidence, from the South to come up to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, to join thousands of others who are going to do the same thing so we can become more effective. Now, I'd like to make it clear, we're only at 5%, of just about 5% of the total number that the Free State Project is targeting as its goal.
About 5% have moved or are here in New Hampshire already. So you got about 1,100 people because we'd like to get 20,000 to pick up their lives and make the move here. We've got over 14,000 who are pledged, actually over 14,500 who are pledged to move to New Hampshire. But the move doesn't officially start until 20,000 is reached. Then there's a five-year window in which everyone has to move. But people like us, we moved early, and the earlier people can move, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because the more active, the more effective we can be, the more attractive New Hampshire will become as an option for liberty-oriented people. There was Amanda Billyrock, who was she's a YouTube vlogger. She came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and that changed her mind and sold her, I guess, on the idea of moving to New Hampshire. She put out a video today announcing her move, signing up for the Free State Project.
She actually showed herself signing the pledge online,
which was great, and I hope that it encourages other people to do the same thing. One thing I wanted to point out before we go back to your calls, though, is that if you look at this application for the Bearcat, the Concord police have put in, this armored personnel tank, basically, that it doesn't list the Libertarian Party as a threat to the state. It doesn't list the Libertarian Party as a threat to be dealt with by the Bearcat.
Well, it doesn't mention any political party.
No, it doesn't. But ultimately, they know the Republicans and Democrats aren't a threat to the state.
Right, but it doesn't mention the Greens. It doesn't mention the Constitution
sure.
Party. It doesn't mention the New Hampshire Liberty Party.
Well, right, because none of those things are really threats to the state at this time. Maybe eventually they could be if enough liberty activists come here and join up with the libertarians. They might be. But the fact is, Free State Project participants are getting involved in not just the libertarians, but the Republicans and the Democrats. They are winning office as both Republicans and Democrats here. My point is, for 40 years, the Libertarian Party has been trying to do something for liberty in the United States, and they failed miserably. They may have succeeded at spreading some ideas, but ultimately at achieving liberty,
pretty well.
They've done nothing. And this is, you know, borne out by, look, you know, it's the Free State Project's been here a decade in New Hampshire, and already we've been called the single greatest threat to the state by one state representative.
The single greatest
Actually,
threat?
Did she say two?
There was a second state rep who said something similar to that.
Yes.
Something similar.
So we're the single greatest threat to the state, according to some of the statist folks in the legislature. Now you've got the police in Concord saying that Free Staters are domestic terrorists and that they need a Bearcat to deal with us. My point there is that the Free State Project has had a tremendous impact, and we're only at 5% of the movers.
Yes.
Now imagine what it will be like when 5,000 liberty activists are here rather than 1,000. How about 10,000 liberty activists? What will that do? What will those kind of numbers do for how the future of liberty will pan out? I'm excited to find out. You should go to freestateproject.org to get involved. And let's go here to Neil in Manchester. And I'm just going to guess this is Neil Connor from Flaming Freedom.
Yes, that's right. It's funny you mentioned that Free Staters are considered the single greatest threat to New Hampshire, because back in 2003, when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project, the governor at the time even welcomed us.
That's true.
And,
that's right. Got an invitation from the governor. And the representative who said it, by the way, she moved the same year that that we moved to New Hampshire. She didn't get an invitation from the governor.
No, that's surprising, because obviously she's the type of statist that they want up here. But anyway, I'm a Free Stater myself, and so this Bearcat tank, this armored vehicle that Concord wants to implement against me as a Free Stater or occupiers as members of Occupy New Hampshire, it's extremely personal. You know, one of the qualifications for signing the statement of intent for the Free State Project is stating that you do not advocate violence as a means to political ends. So right there, in order just to be a member, you have to be a nonviolent, peaceful person who is active in other means than violence. And yet here on the application, I'm listed as a domestic threat that needs to have a battering ram and a gas port. And automatic weapons
turret
pointed at me. It's a turret. It's insane. I hope that there is political backlash at this. I mean, I did organize the Facebook event against. Hansen, I thought, well, I'm going to show, I hope, you know, maybe a couple others have shown, but last I checked a couple of minutes ago, it was up to 95 people saying that, yeah, I'm going to attend this, the city council member meeting. I don't even know if there's enough space for them.
Well, I can tell you that I'm not worried. I'm going to do my Bearcat buyback program. I'm going to have a gift card, and I expect the these police wouldn't go against the will of the people. They just go ahead and bring the Bearcat by and get their gift card.
Yeah, they absolutely will go against the will of the people. I mean, basically, we're watching a replay of what happened in Keene. If it's anything like what happened in Keene, you will fill the entire city council chamber. They had to shut down access to the city council chambers. They had the fire chief and police officer and a police officer on the first floor of the city building prohibiting people from accessing the city council chambers until someone would come out. If they would, if one person would leave, they would allow another person to go upstairs. So you may, if you have enough people turn out, you very well may just max out the chamber.
And hopefully that happens.
I hope it does.
Hopefully this thing goes so long into the night that after we get done with Free Talk Live in 2 weeks, we can drive to Concord and still get a chance to go up and speak.
Now, is it possible they'll only allow people to speak who live in Concord?
I'm not sure.
Don't know.
You do have to state where you live, and at least I used to be a Concord resident, but... this affects anyone who claims to be a Free Stater, is a Free Stater, has participated in even one Occupy NH protest, but it also affects the people from the more than 20 surrounding communities that this Bearcat can and will be deployed to, and that even includes one of the major universities in the state, which is Plymouth State University.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can only think of what would happen if they deploy a Bearcat, or what reasons they would have for deploying a Bearcat on a university. I didn't live through it, but I hearkened back to Kent State University, and I think the worst, because this is absolutely unnecessary. I don't see any potential threat that they can use this for. And when you look, you might have covered this, but in Keene, of the like 19, 20 uses they had, or 20 some odd uses, most of them were training exercises. One was saving a suicidal person. The other was just bringing it out to show and tell.
There were two supposed suicides that it was called on to, and according to Councillor Terry Clark, they were both false alarms.
Good news is some of the activism has already been done, since this has already been done before. So if you wanted to recreate the Thanks But No Tanks singing for the Shire Choir.
There's still some shirts.
Yeah, we probably still have some Thanks But No Tanks t-shirts left over here. Neil, keep us in the loop with what goes on with your protest and speaking out and all that. We'll, of course, keep an eye on things here at Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free at 855-453. That is SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you'd like. That is the point of the program. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then please do support the program by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it allows you to send $5 a month to Free Talk Live to allow us to get more radio stations on board with this program, to expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty, because to me, that's worth $5 a month. And I hope that you'll find that worth $5 a month as well. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right from our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver for a variety of reasons, be it an investment or a hedge against inflation or a barter currency in case the economy goes south. There's a variety of reasons that people might want precious metals like gold and silver, and the best way to get them is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. We also have other metals that are available there. If you call the number that's at gold.freetalklive.com, that number, I'll give it to you here in a second, but it's at the website, gold.freetalklive.com. And we've got great rates. Not only will you be getting great rates on precious metals that you want for whatever reason you might want them, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. The number is 877-857-9938. Again, it's 877-857-9938. If you call that number, you don't have to mention Free Talk Live, but please do. It's 877-857-9938.
All right, let's go to the phones. Well, not really the phones. Skype. We've got a Skype username you can connect with us. It's lrn.fm. You can send a contact request. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point on. So let's talk to Benjamin. He is in California, and hey, Benjamin.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, there's a cool app that I've been using lately, not heavily, but I thought I might share it with you and your listeners.
You might.
It's called Gift, G-Y-F-T, and Mark, it might come in handy for your Bearcat buyback program.
That's and it's right. a way. It allows you to consolidate gift cards, right?
Well, not only that. I mean, that's nifty too, but you can turn your Bitcoin into gift cards. My two major complaints about Bitcoin, and it's not really complaints, it's part of the growing process, is it's relatively an unstable currency, and there's not a lot of places you can spend Bitcoin at, especially if you don't live in an area with a lot of agorists and small businesses who accept them. But with Gift, you can buy gift cards to major retailers, and you can there basically, essentially, you're using Bitcoin to buy things. My favorite, of course, is buying Amazon gift cards for when I go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy through Amazon. So it's a way of, I have Bitcoin, well, how do I get products for my Bitcoin? Oh, well, I can order from Amazon even using Bitcoin, essentially. But I've also used it for buying stuff at, like, Walmart. It's really handy.
Yeah, we actually, Gift should be coming on as an advertiser here shortly. I'm in talks with them. I think it's it's interesting that you would call in with this recommendation.
Totally not a setup. We weren't actually ready for them to start until, like, next week.
I wouldn't do this until after they started if I was setting it up.
Yeah, but I've actually tried the Gift app, and it's incredibly easy to use, and it is cool because, yes, you can use Bitcoin to buy gift cards. You can buy a gift card with this app and then actually give the gift card to somebody. You can re-gift a gift card that somebody gave you.
Okay, hold on. So let's just say that I want to buy you a gift card to, I'll just make a place up like Sam's Wholesale Plumbing. And I go and buy the thing and I give it to you. Does Sam's Plumbing then get Bitcoin or dollar?
They're going to get dollars.
How does that work?
I'm pretty sure Gift is paying them out in dollars, so they're just collecting Bitcoin.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how their inner workings are you know, set up, but I would suspect that that's the case.
Considering most companies aren't set up yet to take Bitcoin.
Yep, Bitcoin's a currency. That doesn't mean that it necessarily, you know, I mean, when I went to...
Russian rubles are a currency.
Right. When I went to Turkey, for instance, I wanted to buy some things at their bazaar, and I'm not going to say the name right, Kashatasi. And I pulled out my card because I didn't have enough, I certainly have their currency, but they would have taken U.S. dollars. But I pulled out my credit card, I swiped it, and it converted it for me into whatever the Turkish currency was. So
dinars, I believe.
Okay, whatever they might be. And there you go. I mean, it just converted it, and that's essentially the same operation here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I just know how it works for me, you know.
Cool, man. And, so anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just think it's a great way, like, if you want to buy Bitcoin, because one of my concerns buying more Bitcoin is, well, I don't want to just have stuff that I'm holding on to. I want to have stuff that I'm also able to use.
Right.
You know?
That's the greatest thing about Bitcoin is if you can use it, you undermine the power of these fiat currencies that are frankly ruining the world.
I'm surprised they didn't put Bitcoiners on the list of groups to target with the Bearcat.
The Concord PD probably doesn't know what a Bitcoin is.
That's true.
They would if they could think of it. If they'd have thought of it.
If they thought it
would get them a bear cat, they'd put it on there.
Hold on. Sure. If Davi Barker is listening, BitcoinNotBearCat.com.
All right, Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
And the Turkish currency is a lira, not a dinar.
I thought, okay.
So we're bring back the Thanks But No Tanks Facebook page, which has a number of older articles on it. I'm going to freshen that up with some of the fresh stuff from Concord that's happening. Of course, for those of you just tuning in, they are pitching, the Concord Police is pitching Concord City Council on getting a Bearcat. They are labeling Free Staters and occupiers as domestic terrorists, saying that they have to deal with them on a daily basis. Which is, they're both ridiculous claims. I mean, yeah, New Hampshire has more activism than anywhere else anywhere, but as far as activism that interacts with the police on a daily basis, that's not happening that often. And the occupiers are not really
potentially
doing much
on a daily
at all.
Basis.
Potentially, okay, I guess.
They're probably pulling somebody over every day. And that person might have a porcupine bumper sticker.
Porcupine,
so therefore,
being the
they're aspect. Dealing with Free Staters every day, and those darn Free Staters are using cameras, and we just can't have that because cameras equal wiretapping.
So there you go.
It's crazy.
it is pretty crazy, but that's how it goes, and we'll keep you in the loop with what transpires, if anything, different in this particular instance, or if it's just the same old great activism of activists getting out there and speaking out against militarization of the police and singing out against it, because there is a classic song, Thanks But No Tanks, to the tune of Three Dog Nights, Joy to the World, which is, of course, a lot of fun to sing. I'll see if I can dig up the lyrics to that and post those over on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. Because I guess, you know, one of the nice things about what's happening here is a lot of the ground's already been covered as far as the activism is concerned. So the people that are doing the activism this time can just plug into it. And that's what happened in Berkeley. The people in Berkeley really rallied as they saw happen in Keene, because Keene was the first time that anybody had rallied against the Bearcat. And I'm not just making that claim just because I feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm making that claim because that's what the head salesman of Lenco told me. And I don't have any reason to believe he was blowing smoke.
No, these guys, I mean, you know, he absolutely believes he's doing the patriotic thing and that he's doing the right thing by the American people. And I think that there's a place for bulletproof vehicles for police. It's just that I have this overall concern that police are becoming militarized in this country. And I also wonder what kind of attitude does it breed when a police officer is going into a situation and feels no risk. I don't know what that means for how they might operate. I've seen story after story after story of police officers shooting suicidal people and all kinds of, I mean, you know, just take a look. Look up Google militarized police and read some articles. Get educated on this subject. It's disconcerting. There was a, in this nation for a couple of hundred years or darn close to it, the rule of law posse comitatus, that there couldn't be the military on the streets of the United States. The way they got around that, militarizing the police. Tell me the difference between a police officer with a bulletproof helmet and a bulletproof vest and a, you know, automatic weapon and a, you know, the whole deal. They're soldiers. They've got their pants tucked into their boots. They look like soldiers. They act like soldiers. Many of them, frankly, were soldiers.
And now they got a tank.
And now they got a tank.
And they may have one of these or more than one in your community. This may have already been a done deal where you live.
Oh, and there's already one in Concord.
There is already one there?
But it's not the Concord PD. It's one of these central statewide organizations.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 is next to Ed Snowden update coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.